Dear students, my name is Karin Kaz and I'm one of your lecturers for TAX 2601. I'm now going to discuss the feedback on assignment 2 with you. In question 1, some students failed to correctly address the required section of this question and discuss the definition of gross income at length. Make sure that you understand what is expected of you in a question like this. In this scenario, the question specifically asked that you discuss the tests that the courts will take into account in determining the taxability or otherwise of the proceeds from the sale of the factory and apply the facts given above to these tests. You were therefore required to discuss the subjective and objective tests that the courts have established in determining whether the transaction is of a capital nature or not. In both question 1 and 2, some students listed the requirements for the gross income definition and the general deduction formula without applying the scenario given in the question to the requirements. You will not receive any marks if you do not apply the facts given to the requirements of the different definitions. We have identified a few problems in question 3, which I will discuss with you separately. Many students fail to understand the research and development question. The 25,000 Rand qualifying research costs for the month of June does not qualify for the 50% uplift deduction, as the application has not yet been approved by the Department of Science and Technology. Therefore, the 25,000 Rand only qualifies for the 100% automatic deduction, but the 195,000 Rand, being the 220,000 less the 25,000, qualifies for the 100% automatic deduction plus the 50% uplift deduction. Market research, on the other hand, is not eligible for the Section 11D deduction under research and development. Many students did not show the calculation for the prepaid expenditure and lost 3 marks. Make sure that you always show the entire calculation and give reasons why the amount is deductible or not. There is a mistake in the tutorial letter 203 under insurance premium. The prepaid portion of the insurance premium must not exceed 100,000 Rand. The tutorial letter states that this must not be more than 80,000 Rand. The 80,000 Rand, however, falls under the old legislation and the 100,000 Rand falls under the new legislation. This was taken into account during the marking process. For inventory, always make sure that you use the lesser of the cost price or market value for the opening and closing stock, and remember that opening stock must be deducted from taxable income and closing stock must be added to taxable income. The donation was also not done correctly by many students. This is not specifically stated in the tutorial letter, however, a deduction for a donation must always be the last entry, with the exception of an assessed loss, before the taxable income is calculated. The reason for this is because the deduction for a donation is limited to 10% of the taxable income. We have also picked up that some students regarded Start Selling CC as a small business corporation and calculated the tax liability and capital allowances accordingly. Remember that if it is not specifically mentioned in the question, the business will not be regarded as a small business corporation. In conclusion, I would like to highlight the following. Please show all your calculations in a practical question like this, as this is where most of the marks are awarded. Also, distinguish between an amount that must be added to taxable income or deducted from taxable income. Many students made this mistake, and although the amount is correct, the mark cannot be awarded as the principal is incorrect. Also, remember to put brackets around the amounts that must be deducted from taxable income. Now go through your assignment 2 again and make sure that you do not make the same mistake in the exam. Good luck with your studies and remember that hard work does pay off. We hope that you will all be successful in the exam.